I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed
conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said you were involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
You are racist.
He said he was. You are very racist.
He said he was.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, September 26, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic? Well, we'll get into that. There's an interesting video that I saw a friend sent over it's titled The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie. You remember when COVID started and Lego was running the Change the World campaign? I forget exactly what it was called. Let me see if I can find that real fast. Some of the interesting stuff that Lego did. And of course, Lego is a big part of the World Economic Forum bent. You know, we talked in the early days of COVID about Lego's new campaign. Forbes had the article back in 2019. By Marty Swant, titled Lego's CMO says a new global campaign aims to inspire people to rebuild the world. What a timely message. And if you remember, we talked about this in the early moments of COVID, how timely it was that MIT and others were saying that, you know, we're never going back to normal again. And this article, during the Crimson Contagion moment, read as follows. This was published September 19, 2019. And so the article reads, this week, Lego released its first global brand campaign in decades. Interesting timing. With a playful action-packed nearly two-minute spot that's a mad dash around a mad world, the frenetic film shows scenes in a malleable Lego world where everything isn't always as it appears. Interesting. The spot begins with a mustached man with a crossbow on safari, where he spots a rabbit who darts into the city. Soon, a doorway is blocked off with bricks. Dragons breathe fire at bystanders. Banana boats fly and heads spin in typical Lego style. It's also filled with human versions of Lego characters and other pieces. In fact, everything is made according to Lego systems. The campaign, Rebuild the World, quote-unquote, was created by Lego's 500-person in-house creative team with help from the French agency BETC Paris and Swedish directing collective Tractor. And we talked about all of this back in the early moments of COVID, so I won't rehash some of the esoteric connections and things, but just continuing. I thought this was interesting, and I sort of focused on this at the time, back in those early months of COVID, you know, March, April, May of 2020. So it says it's the first global campaign from the brand in 30 years, which Chief Marketing Officer Julia Golden says is meant to focus less on the product itself, although there are plenty of Lego bricks in the spot, and more about inspiring kids and adults alike to be more creative with their thinking. What does this mean? Continuing, we really felt like we had a role to play to reach out to parents to inspire them to nurture kids' creativity and playtime and make sure creativity is valued, Golden says. And when you talk about creativity, it's not just about artistic expression, but a real set of 21st century skills, which is not just imagination and inventiveness. Well, then what is it? Continuing, Lego customers aren't the only ones that Lego wants to be creative. In fact, Lego has to constantly rebuild not only the world, but also itself. Golden said 65% of all products each year are new, which always reminds her and the rest of the company that something that was a hit last year might not be this year. The mindset has led Lego into the world of augmented reality, bringing real-life bricks to life digitally on smartphones through an iOS app that lets animated scenes interact with physical objects. Lego also continues to do a lot of partnering with other brands, celebrating everything from the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with NASA, interesting, to the 25th anniversary of the hit sitcom Friends, again, interesting. Lego also has made more inclusive products for people who are differently abled. Last month, it began piloting audio and braille instructions for children who are visually impaired. The campaign comes during a time of international building for Lego Group as well. Earlier this month, this again is September of 2019, the company said it plans to have more than 140 stores in China, up from the 100 it has right now. In addition to growth in China, the company said it's opening another 70 stores elsewhere in 2019, while also opening a Mumbai office in early 2020 to expand further into India. Golden said the company thinks about Western European and North American markets differently than newer regions such as India and China. That's because while parents in developed markets are familiar with the brand, a 2018 survey of 11,000 people last year, 2018 that is, found that parents didn't have enough time to play with their kids. Well, let's let Lego play with your kids. Meanwhile, parents in markets like China are still learning how Lego bricks work, such as how they're all compatible with each other. While the spot itself doesn't explicitly address social issues facing the world today, the title suggests that maybe the goal is to get people thinking of how to make things better than they are. Some of the smaller campaign components also hint at the possibility of making a better world. For example, an elephant pours water on a forest fire. And a car emits flowers instead of exhaust. It's a very broad platform, Golden says, of the campaign. It's a very simple idea because we're managing this whole campaign through the lens of a child, or maybe the lowest common denominator, or maybe we're catching them while they're young. And children, what's unique about them is they're untainted by the idea of what's possible or impossible. That's kind of how we imagined this campaign as well. The new campaign also resonates with Golden on a personal level. Growing up in St. Petersburg in the former Soviet Union, interesting. What is her worldview? She never had Legos as a child. And when her family moved to the U.S. when she was a teenager, most of her focus went to school and to learning English. However, she discovered the creative value of Legos through her sons. She flew to Japan to buy her oldest, the Millennium Falcon, from Star Wars when it was released. What I saw was the kind of development that it gave my son, she says, that focus, that persistence and building what you want to build, but also the creative confidence that he has acquired. Interesting. So that was one article that I mentioned at the time. And there was also the Marketing Week article that I mentioned way back then. Legos, CMO fires up creativity in first global campaign in 30 years. Lego believes it has a role to play in equipping children with the skills they might need in a future job market set to be disrupted by automation. And it's a similar, you know, PR piece mentioning some of the same names. Campaign is the first work Lego has done with creative agency BETC and forms part of the brand's wider strategy to help people understand the creative value of play by instilling a fresh creative culture in children. So, where is the bit here? What was the World Economic Forum bit? Nils B. Christensen is, I think he's mentioned in this article. Right? Maybe not. Maybe the article was edited. I'm going to have to. It doesn't seem like what I'm looking for is in here. That would be convenient. Anyway, let's see. There was this, though. Maybe this is. Okay, so the most important thing for us is to be known as the ultimate creative experience as a child can have. Sometimes just because we are delivering so many products, growing so much, and because we are so big and well-known, people lose sight of the intrinsic value of building as a creative activity. Remy Marcelli, Senior Vice President and Head of the Lego Agency, tells Marketing Week, "The worst thing in advertising is not being noticed at all, especially for brands that are big. If we came up with something that only had animated minifigures, people would probably have looked at it but not necessarily understood the message. We wanted to really make sure this was a message about creativity and not about toys." Lego hopes the sentiment behind Rebuild the World will resonate with people on a broader level too. "We fell in love with the phrase because it's very true to who we are and how we see the world," Marcelli says. "It's an optimistic and creative message, but it's always a very powerful translation of our mission statement, which is to inspire and develop the builders of tomorrow." Interesting turn of phrase. You know, from a biblical standpoint, if you do a search for the builders biblically, it has a very negative a patently negative connotation. I'm sure that's unintended here. Wink, wink. Campaign will run on TV and in cinemas, as well as digital out of home in major cities, including London, Paris, Beijing, Mexico City, Berlin, San Francisco, and New York. It will also run on social media and LEGO-owned channels. So I mentioned Niels B. Christensen, chief executive officer of the LEGO Group. You can find his bio over at World Economic Forum's website, weforum.org/agenda/authors/Niels B. Christensen, all hyphenated. And some of the his last article is 2015, December 7. Can cities be the solution to climate change? So obviously this is the perspective that funnels down through the LEGO organization from the top down. The organization emulates its leadership. Christensen's bio reads 1988 BSc in Electrical Engineering, 1991 MSc in Engineering, 93 MBA in SED, 90 to 95 Management Consultant McKinsey and Company. Interesting. From there, Hilti, and then GN Netcom, and then Danfoss AS. And finally, LEGO Group. So this is an interesting journey. I think, McKinsey is a particularly interesting spot. All of the engineering experience lends itself to a technocratic worldview. So the point in raising this, let me see if I can find one or two of the other fun things. Well, actually, let's do this. Do it this way. So there was the video. What is the LEGO's Rebuild the World campaign all about? That's that was interesting at the time. There was a big effort to explain this. Let's see. One of the other fun things that we talked about along the way was the LEGO soldiers dressed as Nazis that you can buy on Amazon. Here's a Daily Mail article. German father finds fake LEGO figures dressed as Nazi SS soldiers for sale on Amazon. It's not Amazon's fault, though. Anyway, that's a bit of a tangent, bit of a side note. Here's another one. That article is gone. LEGO Rebuild the World ad campaign embraces a global view. Isn't that interesting? And now that one's gone. But what does this, all of this rebuilding the world, creativity, builders of tomorrow, trying to influence young people? It's a very simple idea because we're managing this whole campaign through the lens of a child. What's possible or impossible? An elephant that pours water on a forest fire, a car that emits flowers instead of exhaust. Is it really that innocent, or is there more going on here? Is there more to the influence? Is there more here than perhaps meets the eye? Well, might be surprised. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
am so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So is there more going on here? Is the Lego Rebuild the World campaign the first campaign in 30 years? The first major rebranding effort. You know, it's the first global campaign from the brand in 30 years. That's interesting. And you know, it took some time to put together, obviously. The campaign Rebuild the World was created by Lego's 500-person in-house creative team with help from the French agency BETC Paris and Swedish directing collective Tractor. So is it just innocent, fun, helping children be creative, you know, exercise their creative faculties? Or is there more going on here? There's a video that I want to play. I want to play all of it. It's kind of long. 36 minutes and 47 seconds to be precise. But I think it's worth playing. You really should watch it. If you have a quiet moment, you might want to watch it. It's titled The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie from the Dust of Nations Project, the Dust of Nations Project YouTube channel. It's only been viewed 2,315 times. It was published, interestingly enough, June 17, 2020. The description reads, "Are you Lego-pilled? The Lego Movie, 2014, is more than just an adventure story." We went through some of this stuff on Friday. You know, the it's Friday, right? The backdrop of this is perhaps Friday's broadcast. Last Friday's broadcast. September 22nd, 2023. We played extended clips then. We played the Compliance and Tyranny video. Why are people so obedient? Compliance and Tyranny from the Academy of Ideas YouTube channel. And we followed that up with the profound meaning of Plato's Allegory of the Cave, which is an esoteric, esoterically oriented video, as I addressed. But it's interesting how myth making and storytelling, you know, the old aphorism that has been ascribed to Plato and the Hopi Indians, that the storytellers rule society. It's interesting how important that is. And you look at just simple illustrations of that in people like Roald Dahl, a known intelligence functionary writing children's books. Why? Why do these guys write children's books? Storytellers rule society. So the video, Why Are People So Obedient? Compliance and Tyranny, followed by, you know, storytelling, myth making, these kinds of things. And for that matter, the TruthStream Media video about Burning Man. Heck, was that titled? Exactly. It's titled The Not-So-Occult Symbolism at Burning Man. This probably is another companion. I mentioned that last Friday as well. And part of that discussion included must be getting old. Game of Gods author Carl Tykrib, obviously. You do. When you see his face and, you know, in your mind and you think, yeah, that guy. That guy. Speaking of myth-making and the esoteric correlation there. So we're gonna play this video starting in the next segment. The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie. Are you Lego-pilled? The Lego Movie 2014 is more than just an adventure story. It is a carefully crafted allegory that comprehensively contains an entire belief system. We'll get to that in the next segment. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. All right, we're about to get to the video that I mentioned, which is titled The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie. Again, the description reads, "Are you Lego-pilled? The Lego Movie 2014 is more than just an adventure story. It is a carefully crafted allegory that comprehensively contains an entire belief system. The Lego Rebuild the World campaign was launched September before the COVID nonsense broke out. It was launched on the heels of the Crimson Contagion effort. World Economic Forum was a co-event sponsor of Event 201, along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And Lego is an integral part of the World Economic Forum. A lot of that has been sort of removed, it seems. You know, we've been encouraged to forget about these kinds of associations and the Rebuild the World campaign. And what I would say is, you know, the curious coincidence of timing of a campaign, the first of its kind in 30 years from Lego. Why? Why then? What an amazing coincidence. The only thing that would have been stranger, obviously, would be to have it released, you know, March 16th or something like that. We just had this in the bag. And so, you know, after 30 years, here's a Rebuild the World campaign. Rebuild the World. Rebuild the World. A couple of other companion pieces in addition to what I already mentioned in the last segment that go along with this before we start, I would say there is a video by the What's So Great About That YouTube channel, a video titled The Lego Movie, Constructing and Reconstructing Identity, published May 11, 2017. It's kind of like the profound meaning of Plato's allegory of the cave. It is from a favorable perspective in this case. It's not what I would, you know, it's not from the perspective that I would hold, for example. But it's an interesting look at the subject matter, you know, deconstructing some of these concepts, you know, patriarchy, capitalism, etc. There's a very, you know, the Marxist, I would say, really satanic theme of rebellion and deconstruction, the nihilistic impulse, if you will, the atheistic nihilistic impulse that Pike wrote about to Mazzini, for example, in the most prophetic letter never written. And this idea of deconstructing and reconstructing identity, as the title sort of hints at, the Lego Movie, Constructing and Reconstructing Identity. So that's interesting, and along with that, Spencer Smith just released a video yesterday titled Shocking, Women Are Watching the Barbie Movie and Filing for Divorce. And he features the People magazine article with the headline, Celeb Divorce Lawyer Links Barbie, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift Tours to Uptick in Breakups. Quote, they're feeling their power by going to see Barbie and Taylor and Beyonce, and they're like, I don't need this, said attorney Laura Wasser. This gets right back to what I've said about this kind of stuff. You know, pitting man and woman against one another is one of the easiest low-hanging fruit sort of opportunities to create a schism and conflict in society. It's what we see in Genesis chapter 3, it's weaponizing what you see after the deception. It's weaponizing what we know and exploiting what we know as a sort of, you know, adversarial relationship, unfortunately, that results from the fall and sin. And so now you fast forward to the CIA era, the Gloria Steinem era, the, you know, everything is toxic masculinity, which really translates to how can we castrate men, figuratively, if not literally, so that they won't be able to protect anyone. Oh, well, you know, don't inflict your patriarchy and your misogyny on me. And again, the interesting aspect of this, I think, that is most fascinating is, you know, the subtleties and the fallacies that lie between the, you know, in the gaps. And, you know, one of the things that Spencer Smith touches on is basically kind of a Romans chapter one direction or impetus behind this. Well, you know, if not a man, maybe, you know, ladies should marry ladies, but that's not marriage. You know, God tells us what marriage is in Genesis chapter 2. So Romans chapter 1 describes all that other stuff. But, you know, the lie is, the reason the lie works so well, you know, I don't need a man. No, you don't. But you have been made by your creator to want one, ladies. Just like men have been made by their creator to want a woman. So to say you don't need one is true, but then that you know, oftentimes that creates a sense of schizophrenia in ladies, because on the one hand, sure, it's true, you don't need one. However, if you want one, that's going to create an internal conflict and turmoil. So then there's all kinds of other strange stuff. I've had some really interesting conversations about some of this stuff recently with women, for example. The idea, you know, that all of this stuff, this, you know, the things that ladies are doing to ostensibly improve their appearance, for example, you know, the Botox and the this, you know, the nips and the tucks and things like that. What is fascinating to me about that is that it seems most of the time the only man that's consulted as to whether or not this will make a woman more attractive to a man, let alone her man, the only man that's consulted is the guy who's going to be in charge of the surgical procedure or whatever, the procedure, the one who stands to benefit the most. Of course, he's going to say, oh, yeah, no, it's going to be great. Show me where a man gets his corn pone and I'll tell you what his opinions is. I find it fascinating that in the vast majority of cases, women do not consult, you know, their husband, for example. And so I hear ladies kind of expressing this idea that they're sort of competing with one another. They're actually competing with one another. And it's not necessarily that they are seeking to be more attractive for their man, but rather trying to outdo one another. Trying to out-young one another, for example, which is really sad. I mean, that's a really sad state of affairs. Whether or not you're attractive to a man doesn't seem to matter. And I can tell you, the way that these conversations go that I've been involved in, it's almost laughable. It's almost humorous if it weren't so tragic. The conversations go something like, you know, I can assure you that men don't think it's attractive by and large, you know, because I are one. So if you ask the average man, you know, is this better or that better? And I think the majority of cases, most men will say that the things that are being done, certainly at some point they cross a line. And, you know, you think of like Meg Ryan or Madonna. There is a point where at some point a woman who may have been attractive at one point, someone like Meg Ryan, who was clearly attractive, you know, at some point in this surgical process starts, you know, there are articles, for example, it's not just me. There's the article, wish she had aged without surgery. Fans concerned as Meg Ryan, 61, looks unrecognizable, quote unquote, at rare public appearance. Unrecognizable. The first time she sat down for an interview, I thought she looked like the Joker from Batman. And I'm not saying that to be mean. You know, New York Post article. Earlier this year, Meg Ryan sparked surgery speculation in rare outing. So the thing here is not to try to make somebody feel bad about themselves or anything like that. The thing that is the focus here is it's so interesting that with these influence campaigns, these nudges that are happening, the Lego movie is where we're going to focus in a minute, because this is the programming of children. Millions and millions of children. Are you Lego pilled? The Lego movie 2014 is more than just an adventure story. It is a carefully crafted allegory that comprehensively contains an entire belief system. What is that belief system? We'll get to that. That's the description of the video titled The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie. So what's happening? What is happening in our society? You know, again, a continuation of this Spencer Smith's video. Shocking. Women are watching the Barbie movie and filing for divorce. Why would they do that? Because the natural tendency of us in a sinful, fallen world is being weaponized and exploited. That's why. Just sit down, read the Bible a little bit. Don't go watch Barbie. Don't go see Beyonce or Taylor Swift. You'll thank yourself later. Don't go attend Burning Man. I think it should be called Wicker Man. I don't understand why anyone would do that. It is a ritual. I mean, by the most pedestrian of standards, it is a ritual. So anyway, why is this happening? You know, it's not happening. I don't see large groups of folks going and just, I don't hear the news reporting or media entertainment reporting about large groups of folks just going and quietly reading their Bible. And speaking of that, you know, we've talked about translations, but in addition to that, there are all of these study Bibles. You know, we just used to get the King James. It was a little tiny thing. Now you'll notice more and more and more as time goes on, the study part seems to kind of, all of those study pieces, all that study material seems to outweigh and outnumber the books of the Bible. That's interesting. So does somebody know God better than he knows himself? Or can this person interpolate to us better than the Holy Spirit can himself? Or is God so weak that he can't get the message properly to someone else? Or is something else going on there? Yeah, but we want to preserve these things and pass them down through the ages. Well, that's dabbling in a job description, I would say, that is above our pay grade in this context. You should write a book. Really? Maybe we should just read that book and call it good, and let the Holy Spirit be the ultimate arbiter of those kinds of things. Jesus himself said, on that day, many will come and say, did we not do all these amazing things in your name? And he will say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Interesting. Why would he say that? How could we never know him? Anyway, there is a coordinated effort seems to hurt us in one direction and in very plausibly deniable sort of fashion. It's your idea. It's my idea that we're going to go down this Gnostic, Kabbalistic path, this theosophical path. We're going to do it ourselves, and we're going to think it's great all the way there. But it's not really your idea or mine. It's part of an influence campaign, part of the constant nudging. So we will get to the movie or the video, excuse me. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
Welcome back. Here in the final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, let me just say, here's the irony of all of this stuff. It seems to me that from what I can observe, and this is very anecdotal, this is not some kind of scientific evidence of anything, but from what I have observed, how do I say this without sounding offensive? The ladies who, you know, like Meg Ryan, I think generally speaking, most people would say, you know, men and women alike, before the plastic surgery, most people would agree Meg Ryan is a cute, naturally good-looking or attractive woman. And then after the surgery, as one article puts it, unrecognizable and not attractive, scary, you know. So it's usually those kinds of people that are doing these things, people who have heard or experienced throughout their life perhaps an uncharacteristically high amount of hey, you're pretty or whatever, that kind of feedback from people. So maybe they're doing this because they crave that and think it's going away, or they perceive it's going away. But if you read the Bible, Proverbs 31 is interesting. The Proverbs 31 woman is, you know, Proverbs 31:10 in the King James, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's amazing. And then you get down to the end of this characterization of this kind of a woman. In the King James, Proverbs 31:30 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, or fleeting in some of the translations. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. You know, beauty is vain or fleeting. Doesn't last forever, as we all know. And so, gosh, it's a shame that women feel like they need to chase that kind of a thing, and that their sense of worth is wrapped up in that. What a shame. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.